Over a century ago, a family feud became a merciless war with killings from Tempe to Holbrook. For our ongoing series, Untold Arizona, KJZZ's Matthew Casey spent a day in the tiny village of Young, a place forever linked to a dark chapter of state history.
Start the meeting at 9:30 on the dot.
Members of the Pleasant Valley Historical Society sip coffee and nibble brownies on a brisk Saturday morning. It's the group's first meeting in a big year. President Marilyn Freegard goes through the agenda.
Do I hear a motion to approve the treasurer's report?
Renovations to the museum next door are almost done. It will reopen in April, just in time for summer tourists. Many will come here to learn about the Pleasant Valley War, which Freegard says grew out of an ugly feud between two local families that stole cattle.
Well, the Grahams did it, the Tewksbury's did it. I mean, I think it's still happening today, but I won't mention any names.
The Tewksbury's actually invited the Grahams to settle in present-day Young, but their friendship became a slaughter, and vigilantes added to a body count that some say grew as high as 50. Historians have tried to document exactly what happened. But, Freegard says, they ran into misinformation campaigns designed to protect those involved. After all, there's no statute of limitation for murder.
We probably will never know the whole story.
Young is in Pleasant Valley. The elevation is almost a mile high, and dirt roads are the only way in or out. Tall grass drew cattle ranchers here in the 19th century. Now the population tops out at 700. On Saturday afternoons, many go to Bruzy Vineyard for homemade pizza. In the dining room, owner James Bruzy pours mimosas. Originally from the East Coast, Bruzy has built a successful business in a remote place that didn't get electricity until the 1960s.
You have to want to come here and you have to try to get here. It's not on the way to anywhere. There's no paved roads to get here.
Bruzy says one thing that makes the Pleasant Valley War tough to follow is there was no traditional villain or hero.
It wasn't one of those stories like Tombstone where you could say there was a good guy and a bad guy and they were right and they were wrong.
One of Bruzy's customers is Jill Fortuny. She says the history of the Pleasant Valley War was tribal and shameful, but it gets romanticized with other gun violence of the Old West.
When people ask me about the Pleasant Valley War, my response has always been men with guns behaving badly.
Fortuny is Young's postmaster, and her job is tied to another key piece of history.
I have big shoes to fill.
When locals set out to get a post office, they want it to be called Pleasant Valley, but the name was already taken.
Therefore, we came up with the name Young because that was the postmaster's last name.
Fortuny once worked at the bottom of the Grand Canyon. She also wrangled mules on the north and south rims. But she loves being postmaster and the open space around Young.
It's not perfect, but I can see the stars at night, and I like that.
When the stars start to twinkle, some locals go to the bar.
Hi, how are you folks?
Good, how are you, sir?
Good, what can I get you?
Merle Saldine has owned this watering hole for more than 40 years.
I felt more comfortable here than wearing a white shirt and tie to work every day.
Saldine caters to the old-timers, a population he says has dwindled, just like the number of Young families. Take this year, for example. The high school's senior class has just two people. And if you don't work at the school, ranching is pretty much the only other gig around.
A kid can't grow up and be a cowboy anymore. Where back when we first came here, they had a halfway chance of doing that. But it don't pay anything.
Saldine couldn't care less about the mystery of the Pleasant Valley War. For him, Young's greatest history came from the hard-working people who scratched out a living on beautiful and unforgiving land. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, reporting from Young, Arizona.
Because I think you're drinking it.